just get to them and go from there.
Probably the motion as perfected. Okay. Chris, you're up.
I'm going to have to wait till Karen gets a presentation up. Okay. I'm going to step you through a presentation that probably has more slides than are needed, but it'll give you a little background since the council hasn't done anything with Red Crab in a few years, and we'll try to make it quick. Basically, the goal of the specification package is to establish the specs for fishing years 2014 through 2016 based on the best available information and the SSC and review. In terms of the management unit for red crab, it includes just deep sea red crab as a target species. There are no non-target species and no ecosystems, component species, and there are no state federal issues involved. Amendment 3 modified the specification setting process to include the SSC a recommendation of an ABC and to include the ABC, ACL, or TAL as specification components. That was done after the reauthorization of the Magnuson Act. The previous year's specifications were as follows. MSY was undetermined. OFL was undetermined, as was OY. The ABC was set at 1,775 metric tons, which represented the long-term historical landings. And the discards of red crab were assumed to, there was some evidence that they probably had not changed over time, but they also were unknown. So it was set on the basis of landings. ACL was set to equal ABC. The council believed there was very little management uncertainty in the fishery, and the fishery hasn't achieved the ABC in the last few years. Fleet days at sea were no longer applicable because they were changed, removed as a management method with Amendment 3. So the TAL was also specified as 1,775 tons. Just some background. This slide graphs recent and historical landings. 2010 to 2012 landings were lower than the TAL. 2010-2012 landings are generally consistent with the average landing since the year 2000. And it's been a market-driven fishery. Landings reflect market demand, and the source of that information is basically the testimony of John Williams, who's in the audience if you have any questions. Updated landings per unit effort information uses the same method as developed in 2006. The catch rates or landings rates appear stable in 2010 to 2012 and show an increasing trend since 2007. This slide basically contains some price and revenue information. It's just provided as background information. I don't want to draw any conclusions from that. In terms of price and landings, price has been stable since 2009, despite lower landings than the TAL. In terms of the, this is a little bit out of order because we were going to have the SSC report on Red Crab first, and that didn't occur to me until I've looked at the slide now. The SSC concluded that the OFL remains unknown given the data poor nature of the stock, and that ABC recommendation should remain at the status quo level of 1,775 tons. So the proposed specifications for 2014 to 2016 would be essentially the same as they were for the last 3 years. However, the days at sea specification is no longer relevant, so that's been eliminated. So the decision the council has to make is either to stay with the no allocation for fishing years 2014 to 2016 because the TALs would expire, or approve the status quo option one of the TAL of 1,775 tons for fishing years 2014 through 2016, and that's expressed in the landings of male fisher of male crab. And that's it. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Chris. Are there any questions for Chris from the council? Any questions from the audience? Does anyone care to make a motion? Terry.
We need a motion to approve the 2014 to 2016 specs, the status quo.
Terry, is this your motion on the board?
Exactly what I said, Terry.
Seconded by Vincent. Nice job, thanks. Any council discussion? Any comments or discussion for the audience? Okay, seeing none. Those who support the motion on the board, please indicate so. And the motion carries 16-0-0. Thank you, Chris. Okay, we're switching gears. And please note that the meeting agenda for this afternoon has changed, and we're going to move the SSC report. To directly follow.